Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Hospital overcrowding has eased again today, with 639 patients in emergency departments or on wards waiting for admission to a bed, according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. The union says that hospitals worst affected today were Cork University Hospital, with 56 patients waiting, Letterkenny with 51, Galway and Limerick each with 49, confirmed cases in ICU today, is 34, up 7 from 27 yesterday. These latest figures come as the Irish Hospital Consultants Association express concern over the continued pressures faced by our acute hospitals. We'll hear from them shortly. But first, Patricia McCarthy has spent the past few days on a trolley at Cork University Hospital. She got a bed this morning and she joins us from there now. Patricia, very good afternoon to you and thank you for taking our call. So perhaps you might tell our listeners what's been happening to you over the last number of days at CUH.
Well, I went to the CUH on New Year's Day, early morning, New Year's Day. I've seen the nurse, great work, sitting on a chair. I sat on that chair. It's called a hub.
Mm-hmm.
They're not called trolleys. It's a new word now for the trolley, because I don't hear anyone talking about hubs. I sat in that hub for 57 hours with my coat for a pillow. We're in oxygen bottles. Intravenous strips hanging for me for 57 hours. I've witnessed in this hub an accident emergency. I've watched nurses, they go into work, they don't walk. They're on a trot, banging themselves against tables. They have no space. They are working the HSC, they're doing the HSC job for them. They're overworked, they're understaffed. The patient's charter of rights is written off. I had a mother lie at my feet in pain, crying in pain, couldn't sit in her hub, and her children ringing her saying, "Mommy, we love you." I could have given instance of patients. I know all their history, confidentiality. I am appalled. I'm appalled. Ye pay our nurses, ye pay our doctors.
Patricia,
I want it shut down. I want this unit shut down. I want an independent person to come. I want HICRA account. I did HICRA inspect that. There's 40 to 50 hubs. People for hours.
Patricia,
no
sorry.
Shower.
Sorry, Patricia, you were 57 hours in a chair.
Yes. In a chair, the hub, that's what it's called.
Okay. You had to try to sleep in the chair through
with
all that
my
time.
My legs on another chair with a bottle of oxygen and all the and everything that goes with it. A bottle of oxygen and nebulizer, drips, my legs on a chair, in a pod. Now, the pods are a little bit wider than our old telephone boxes. A pod to put an anxiety person in his face in the wall 3 feet from her chair. A pod that a woman couldn't sit in because she was too sore and slept on the floor without a blanket or a pillow.
And Patricia,
now, Mr. Danley, I hope he's listening to this. Yes?
No, I was just going to ask you, how many other people were around you? What were the sort of, how crowded was the ED at this stage?
It's a hall that you're going to the University of Excellence. It was a hall going into the accident emergency. They have put a hub system there. You go through accident emergency. There's no stretchers. There was a few stretchers for bone breakage. There's 40 to 50 people without a shower for 4 and 5 days in that unit. There's toilets, there's no showers. The staff, working conditions, I'm appalled that it's allowed. We have 3 ministers in my city. They're not. I correct myself. I won't give them the title of minister. They know what's going on. I went and took off my oxygen yesterday. I got a date last night. I went and took off my oxygen and I walked the corridors of the COH looking for people. I did meet people. They know what's going on. Their hands are tied. I asked a question. Where's the CEO? It was like the electricity lights went out silence. No one would tell me where his office was. No one would tell me where his secretary. He's faceless. And those young nurses and doctors will have to be paid because we are going to run out of them. I am appalled. I want to close and I want an independent inquiry about what happened.
So just to say, you have got a bed. You got into a bed this morning, is that right?
I did, yes. No, last night I got a bed. Right.
And how are you now? How are you now?
I'm very sick. I'm very, very sick. And this is bigger than me. I have cover. I could have went to any hospital. I went because my specialist is in this hospital. I could tell you stories, but patient confident, I don't want anyone to be.
No, of course not. No, and we don't want to.
I saw a man go for an operation, sitting waiting at 4:30 in the morning. He went up in the clothes. He came into the hospital a few days. Where did you get prepped for that operation? There's no show off for 60 people.
Patricia, we'll see if we can get some reaction to this from Cork University Hospital.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we wish you well, and we thank you for talking to us.
Thank you. It was lovely speaking to you too.
Take care, Patricia. That's Patricia McCarthy speaking to us from Cork University Hospital. Well, the Irish Hospital Consultants Association has described the levels of overcrowding in our hospitals as extreme and unsafe. The association is also unhappy at comments made by the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, on this programme yesterday concerning hospital consultants working weekends in an effort to deal with the crisis.
There is an ask of consultants and of the appropriate medical staff now to come in just for the next few weeks to come in at the weekends. It's something I discussed with the HSE yesterday when I met them, it's a call that the HSE will be putting out today.
Health Minister Stephen Donnelly speaking to us yesterday. Well, I'm joined here in studio by Professor Alan Irvine, who's representative of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association a consultant in dermatology, in the Children's Hospital. You're very welcome to the programme, Professor Irvine. Perhaps before we come to what Stephen Donnelly had to say, what's your reaction to what we've just heard there from Patricia McCarthy?
Well, look, that's harrowing, and it frames what we're going to discuss, because all of those numbers, the 600 plus that you mentioned, the 900 that we had on Tuesday, they're all people, all individual stories, all somebody's relative. And what Patricia has described very articulately and with real hurt and passion is it's unacceptable, but, you know, and terrible, terribly traumatizing for anyone to have to do that. And we are a wealthy European country. We should not have these conditions. It's maddening, really. It's enraging, and it's enraging for families, but it's very enraging for healthcare professionals, which include consultants who I'm representing, to work in those environments, because you feel that there's a term called moral hazard, where you can't provide the care that you know that you should be providing. And all of this comes back to capacity. So we look at our population in Ireland. Since 2000, it's increased by well over 1 million, 3.8 to 5 million. We haven't built a single new acute hospital in those 20 plus years. We've no plans to build a new acute hospital either. So our capacity does not match what our population needs. We're older, we're more fragile, we're more frail, we're more complex than we were 20 years ago. So all of those people, all of our citizens, all of our people who need care, we're having to do with smaller bed numbers than we had 20 years ago. So there is no capacity to treat people with dignity and with the care that they provide.
There are obviously a series of long-term issues, and you've alluded to the bed situation, which need to be addressed. But there's an immediate crisis as well. And one of the potential solutions to that, or at least to alleviate the crisis, according to Stephen Donnelly, is more consultants coming in at weekends and in the evenings to try to deal with patients, whether that's discharges, diagnostics, that can get the system moving again.
Yeah, so I think we shouldn't, I'll deal with the minister's comments in a second, but we shouldn't get away from the capacity issue, because every last January I was with you on the programme, next January somebody else or me will be with you. And until we address this in a really meaningful way, we'll continue to have these conversations. But let's look at Patricia's example. Patricia had been seen by senior decision makers. There was a decision that she needed to be admitted. Mm-hmm. She needed to get treatment for her clot, pain relief, oxygen, she mentioned. All of those decisions were made by senior professionals, but there was nowhere for Patricia to go. And at the end,
could that have been because there was somebody in a bed that was ready to leave?
So let's look at the other end of the spectrum. At any point, the HSE has 600 or 700 patients who are medically fit for discharge. The decision has been made to discharge those patients. There's nowhere for them to go safely in the community. Now, look, just to talk about the particular issue of weekend and bank holiday work,
could it make a difference?
My members have a real difficulty in this, because they're working every weekend, every bank holiday. In Crumlin, there were four consultants in, consultant general paediatricians in morning and evening ward rounds right through Christmas Day, Stephen's Day.
Not all of them.
Were there four consultants?
Yeah, no, I mean, not all consultants are all on duty over our weekends, are they?
Ones that need to be are, yeah. So I'm giving you an example from Crumlin, the Children's Hospital. We had four general paediatricians in the morning, four in the afternoon, morning and evening ward rounds every day. James's, it's the same. I know in Vincent's, it's the same, the morning and evening ward rounds. People need more than a consultant to say, you can go home, to be able to go home. They need a whole package of support. We're talking about frail elderly people now, not necessarily children who go to their families, but frail elderly people cannot simply be...
Your answer then to Stephen Donnelly's appeal?
Well, the appeal is people have always stepped up and they've always done it, but people do not want to be flogged for doing stuff that they're already doing. It's a real problem to tell people who are already going in and doing the work that just more of that is going to fix an inherent structural capacity defect that has these really... dignity issues that Patricia has really articulately expressed. Like, it's an incredible story. We should listen to that every day until this is fixed, I think.
Professor Alan Irvine from the Hospital Consultants Association, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sport on RTE Radio 1.